from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Ask me if I think the Warriors are better than they were at the end of last year.
Stani, do you think the Warriors are better than they were last year?
I do. I think they're better. I do.
W-H-Y.
Okay. So while I don't subscribe to, well, if Draymond plays the whole season, we're 50 size. Forget that. I don't know how many games.
Because it's real.
Okay. Yeah.
But that team's gone.
Okay. So my point is that you hope that Draymond Green plays more games than he did last year, and Steph Curry continues to play at a high level. All right? Now you have a team with four young players. Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. I think it's fair to expect those four guys should all be better because they are at that point of their careers where improvement is easier than later in your careers.
Not mad at that.
So I think there's four guys who can get better. Okay, now we go to the important thing. You've lost Chris Paul and you've lost Klay Thompson. Okay. I don't know what to make of the Chris Paul leaving. I don't know how many wins him walking out the door costs you. He might not cost you that many wins.
But then,
and what can you replace him with? That. Somebody who does something differently, but maybe better. Okay, I got to be honest with you, but this is me. I don't think Klay Thompson had a good year at all last year. I really don't. And I get 39%, 39%.
Yeah, right.
But he had too many games that where he was 2-for-13. He just had too many of those games. I also know now, after watching free agency play out, that he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy. And I got to believe that might have been a reason why he didn't play as well as he wanted to or we wanted to. Okay, so he's gone. Okay, we got three guys that we've acquired, Anderson, Melton, and Hield. And I get it. Klay might be better individually than all three of those guys, but I absolutely think that it's possible that with those three guys collectively, they can be better and with Pod's improvement than what Klay Thompson and Chris Paul gave them last year. I believe that is absolutely possible because the three guys they acquired all do different things than Klay Thompson, and the three of them together are more versatile than Klay Thompson. Klay obviously is a great shooter, but Hield can shoot. And those other guys give you stuff that Klay didn't give you. And I think there's absolutely, I think the Warriors think they're better. And I'm sorry, they won 46 games last year. This team could win 48, 49. I'm not scoffing at 48 or 49. And that'll probably get you into the playoffs. So, yes, 888-957-9570. I think there's a chance they're better next year. I do.
All right. And I heard you. We heard you.
Right.
I'm not saying you're
there
wrong.
There it is.
But I believe Willard and I were the two dudes at the station that really, really didn't want to see Chris Paul become a Warrior. Stoney, you know, I hated it. And he became a Warrior. And Stoney, how many times did I come in here and say, you know what, partner? I was wrong as hell. I can't even put my finger on what Chris Paul being the adult in the room running that second team. Now that he's gone, the three guys that came in, and they'll do different things and they'll be tasked to do different chores on the basketball court. But Stoney, a 6-minute stretch in an NBA game, an 8-minute stretch, a 5-minute stretch can get you beat. And I don't believe right now, I'm not saying it can't happen, but I got to see it first, to where one of these three guys or anybody currently on the team can do what Chris Paul did in crunch time when it did help win a game. So that's scary to me in itself, because I can't really, well, Goo, what are we, like, I can honestly look you in the face and say, you know what? We can't tangibly put our finger on what Chris Paul didn't do,
right,
or but he, Stoney, hitting those mid-range,
sure,
unlocking Kuminga,
yeah,
all throwing the lobs, unlocking TJD. So to me, it's not against Melton, Slow-Mo, or even Buddy Hield, but it's like, oh boy, him not being there could be a whole lot of tryouts for guys. You know, let's just say they fail it being that anchor and that security blanket that Chris Paul was all throughout the year.
Well, he didn't finish. He didn't finish every game.
Yeah, but some he did.
Sure.
Yeah, some he did.
Okay, and you know what? They didn't have a good record in close games. They did not.
And against good teams.
And 2 years ago, without Chris Paul, it was just understood Curry would be the one in the last 6 minutes of the game. And again, I'm not taking $1,000 to Vegas, but the more I think about it, the more I do think,
and
I think they're better.
And I'm not saying that's preposterous.
And you know what's interesting is the one guy you didn't mention was Klay Thompson, which is fine because we know they're going to miss him. But that's why I'm saying about Chris Paul, because yesterday you were talking about Chris Paul and saying, well, it was a failure move because they didn't make the playoffs. And I was like, that's a little strong.
Chris Paul the second.
But the reality is, you're right. You're right. They didn't make the playoffs with Chris
Paul.
But
I didn't blame Chris Paul.
Well, I didn't either. But he did get hurt 20, 25 games or whatever
happened.
It was. And as solid as he was, you know, how many games was he the difference? I don't, you know, I'm just asking. 888-957-9570.
And you know me, I'm still, the sound that will forever be on our stations, Donnie, about we're family and what this team could do, I'm still playing that record, but I'm not letting it finish because I believe he said that and felt, and his passion was, and I'm just bringing that up because it hit me. But Clay's gone. And
right.
I thought his scenario had Clay in there, and Clay's not here. And I just, like I said, partner, I'm not telling you they can't be better than last year, but Stoney, I wouldn't bet it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
There's so many question marks, worse than the Riddler's costume on Batman. Remember his costume, just question marks everywhere.
They have less questions this year than last year. I'm just telling you right now that
we don't even know who their two guard is. At least we knew last year it was Clay.
Okay,
we don't know who it is now.
Okay, and I'm going to do this all year. And what did that get you?
Huh?
What did knowing who your two was in August get you? And some people are saying, Stoney, you don't believe it. I actually do believe it. I wouldn't bet money right now, but
the Dre component is worth 12 up to 7 wins, so I'm not going to say, to me, I'm not running from that.
And
his ass doesn't get suspended in plays. Hey, you very well, we could see him win 50.
Well,
but that's why you get more mad at him and the organization.
That's in the past.
Okay.
I'm moving forward.
Well, all right.
That's the only thing we can do.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing we can do. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I could take it this way. Like, I'm a big believer, huge, in chemistry, in fit, in guys knowing their roles, of guys being on the same page. And I could make a case that, okay, I'm going to assume you know, Melton's going to be pretty good and Heald's going to be Heald and Kyle Anderson's going to be Kyle Anderson. I don't think it's a stretch to say, okay, so we lost Klay Thompson and Chris Paul, but we got those three guys.
Yeah.
I'd rather have those three guys.
Why?
It's because I think they're better. I think they could be better for the Golden State Warriors. I don't look at it as, okay, yes, you will lose Klay's scoring and his shooting. There's no doubt. But you're going to gain in other aspects of the game that help you win.
Are any of those three going to impede the progress or growth from the current youngsters?
It's a great question, but we're just talking about if the team's better. 888-957-9570 is the number. Who's with me?
And I'm not saying I'm not with you. Like I told you, I could see, you know, Draymond not getting suspended, Curry bouncing, not even bouncing back.
I can see somebody
you just need more.
But
Sonny,
I can see somebody looking at what they've done and be like, of course they're better.
Well, who's going to put the ball in the hole?
That's an issue.
That's why Wiggins is the key.
Well, that's an issue.
But that was
no less an issue last year.
And he didn't do it. He was MIA.
You're right. And somebody said, Steiny, who's going to be their second scorer? Their second scorer is going to be Kuminga. Who's going to be their third scorer? Kuminga averaged 17 a game last year, just behind Klay Thompson. So somebody asked me, Steiny, but who's going to be their second scorer? It's going to be Kuminga. Kuminga's going to be their second leading scorer. I think what's the issue is who's going to be their third leading scorer? And that's where, you know, you hope Wiggins can do it, but if he doesn't, can we fill in behind him? I'm not saying it's a perfect scenario.
But I'm telling you
right now, I don't believe for a minute this team, we can definitively say, well, they're worse. No, they're not. They're not. Yet, they might be, but I think they could be better. I really do.
Just from an athleticism standpoint, because you brought that up, I know I think highly more of Moody's athleticism than you do, but after Kuminga, Wiggins, and I'm throwing Moody in there, Steiny, I do get concerned about the lack of athleticism.
No doubt. And that was an issue last year. I look at it.
The West is a beast.
Right. They won 46 games. And you know what? It's only one guy. But the two guys they lost and the one guy they brought in Melton, they got better athletically. Mm. Not by a lot, but they did lose. They two non-athletic guys are gone. 888-957-9570 is the number. Lamont in Oakland.
The town.
What's up, Lamont? Don't forget, 12 o'clock, Sam Amick of The Athletic. He wrote a great story on Curry and the Warriors. He'll be joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Sam Amick at noon. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So I just want to say, Steiny, I love you, man. I love you. But I remember last year we had this conversation about did the Warriors get better by adding Chris Paul?
Right.
And, you know, it was back and forth about it. But the reality was, better than who? Better as just a collective team that's not worried about anybody else? Or better than eight teams ahead of them that are going to be in the playoffs and the Warriors won't be one of them? So I think that if you're a rebuilding team, you say, oh, we got better this year, right? And you're not looking at wins and losses in playoffs, then all four, we can say better, better, better.
Right.
But if the goal is at least the playoffs, you got to be better than those one or two of those teams so you can actually be in the playoffs. If they're rebuilding, that's a great standard.
Mm.
Are they better from one position or whatever? But if we're about the playoffs, we got to be better than a playoff team so we can actually be in the playoffs. So the reality is when we look at the roster from last year and this year, I mean, these guys, man, I'm sorry, Slow-Mo is not a better athlete, right?
Not a great athlete.
Buddy Hield doesn't move like Klay without the ball. He's a good shooter, but, I mean, come on, Buddy Hield had Embiid who was dropping 30-something. He had Maxey out there. He wasn't like, and I'm sure he was open.
Well,
and he shot 40%, but how many points did he average? Like, he wasn't this difference maker. I saw him scuffing in the playoffs when they were playing against, I don't know if it was the Knicks.
He won him a game, though.
But he was wide open. But what I'm saying is, and then D'Anthony Melton, I mean, come on, man. I don't understand how we look at, you said, Klay shoots better, but what else do they do better? What do they actually do better on the other side? They're not defenders.
Well, D'Anthony Melton
might be. I know Slow-Mo's not. Lobo's not a defender, and neither is Buddy Hield. So when we look at, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Kyle Anderson's a pretty good defender. Kyle Anderson's a pretty good defender.
Slow-mo? Okay. All right. We'll give you slow-mo.
All right.
I guess. Okay. But what I'm saying is, when you look at the guys they've added guys who would be great on a team that's close to the chip. So I keep going back to this because you're adding slow-mo, and these guys who are like ancillary guys who, if you were very close, they might be a little difference maker. But one thing about Clay, and I'm glad you guys talked about Clay and him, what's better out of those guys, is because Clay was more of a floor spreader because of his reputation, because of what he done on the court. So defensively, you're going to think about going to Clay Thompson, even if he's having a bad season, okay? You're not going to just say, oh, he's having a bad season, we're going to leave him open. That's not usually how it works when you're real-time playing defense. So he the balance of the court is different. Mm-hmm. They're not going to react to Melton. They're not going to react to Slow-Mo, who's not a three-point shooter at all. They will react to Hield a little bit, but they're not going to react to him like they would with Klay Thompson standing over there, right?
And
then we know we need space for the driving lanes for Kuminga and for Steph. And we know Steph, as older he gets, he needs space, right?
Okay.
And so I don't know at all, really, if this is going to benefit. They're younger guys. I agree with you. But Slow-Mo and D'Anthony Melton and Buddy Hield, like, and they're not even going to be at the court at the same time. You guys are going to be coming off the bench. Like, how is this really going to replace Clay? I say you pay Kuminga. I say you run with Podziemski. And I say you run with Moody, because I just don't. These guys, man, they've been in the league. These are guys you put on a team that's like already close to something, and you just like one piece away, and you might need a little bit of a boost off the bench. But these guys, man, they're not going to be good enough to make them better than the 8 or 9 teams that are ahead of them right now.
Yeah. All right.
And that's my problem with them.
Fair, Lamont. Great points. Yeah. Great points. I agree with a lot of them, and it could go that way. It could. But I also think it could go the other way.
Yeah.
I just do. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to rip the guy, but again, I don't think Clay was great last year. I just don't.
But when he got hot, Stoddy, he could still get hot with the best of them. 6, 7, 8, 9.
What about Buddy Hield? Are we just scoffing at Buddy Hield?
But he shot 39% from three last year for Philly. Buddy.
Exactly.
But he does not command or demand the respect in regard to the spacing like a Clay Thompson.
So if Buddy Hield plays 18 minutes and gives you in 18 minutes plays like Clay, which is he's good one night and he's bad the other. But the other 24 minutes, you got Melton in there who's playing defense, which, you know, Clay can't guard two. Clay didn't guard twos last year. By the way, you think Kyle Anderson's a good defender, Evan?
That's the only reason he's in the league. But he doesn't score, that's for sure. The question I have, though, Steiny, about Buddy Hield is, does it concern you at all that Hield was traded from a team that made the conference finals?
Yes. It does.
They got rid of him.
I'm not in love with Buddy Hield.
Okay.
I'm not in love with Buddy Hield.
And the Sixers weren't either.
Right. And neither are five teams.
That would be a perfect scenario for a shooter.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well.
And they were like.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
And you called these moves with the three guys you guys just mentioned in the caller. Yeah, and I like it. Moves around the edges. But, Stoney, I just take it to a club analogy. Those three guys didn't have a lot of people asking them to dance. You know what I mean? Well, so they were moves, and they might help, but I don't think it's propelling the Warriors. Okay. Like, what they're going to do is with Moody, Pods, Kuminga, and Wiggins, and Curry, and Dre. Like, that's still the scenario, and the organization said, even with that, we need to go add Paul George to this mix.
Sure.
And they almost, they tried.
I mean, Willard had Larry Harris, the assistant general manager, on, and Larry Harris said, we're going to try to hit, this was a while ago. We're going to try to hit a home run.
Right.
We're going to try to hit a home run. And if we can't hit a home run, we're going to do our best around the edges to make this team better.
Uh-huh.
And this is where I'm telling you, I don't think enough people. I value chemistry fit way more than most people. That's why I think they could absolutely be better.
Did they have any last year? Or you think Clay, now that we know what he was dealing with mentally, they could never really develop that?
Well, what if...
And Kerr's right on the table every time he coached was Clay's ego or just how he was going to You know what I'm saying? If he wasn't finishing game, I got to believe Steve Kerr would call in if he could and say, guys, nothing against Clay. He's just, exactly. I love him. But damn it, my job just got a hell of a whole lot easier.
What if he was a cloak over the team? Oh, what if he was a dark cloud?
I hate to have to admit, what? How can we not even go there?
And I'm not saying he was. Or
but
to what
for
extent?
Kerr, you know he probably didn't make some moves he wanted to because dude was pouting.
Yeah. So they could be better. They could be better.
Kerr's psyche can be eased knowing I can do what I need to do and not have to. But that doesn't exactly mean they can be better on the court because the players are going to decide that.
They might be worse. I think they're better right now. I actually really do than that team last year. But again, I'm not saying they're perfect. You know, they still don't have enough size. They don't have enough athleticism.
And I got something to add.
They still need a shooter, I think. But
I believe you were on with Evan when Kerr played, and I was bedridden, and Kerr said this about Kuminga, who you might have to pay $200 million or $180, whatever. He's going to get his money. When Steve Kerr shared with the world, ideally they want him to play three, but he's not ready. Steiny, what? Like, that's incredible. Is that just this offseason to where he can do what? Like, when your head coach says we envision him as A and he's not that, that's a whole. That's why I thought maybe they would be like, you know what, this experiment, Kuminga's going to be good, but maybe just not in a Warrior uniform. Like, that's telling you a lot without telling you a lot.
I mean, to me, with
oh, like, my gosh.
I mean, to me, the Kuminga thing is simple. It's absolutely simple. Can he get good enough from three-point range that he's actually guarded out there? Or is he the guy, does he continue to be a player that they won't guard out there because they can live with him shooting 31%?
Oh, man.
But if all of a sudden Kuminga starts making 36, 37.
Then he can come downhill, it's
and he's
over.
Exactly.
It's over.
Exactly. Exactly. But
what's the likelihood of him not developing that three? Because he'll take them.
Where's the lab that you love now? Yeah. I mean, that's what, like,
but people
got to
be in there with them. Well, the right people.
Of course. Like, but why do you
Because Wiseman went in the lab. I'm not saying the Warriors coach.
You think Draymond is going to go to the lab? He's going to be a better shooter.
Former coach. Oh, we got Jokic's former coach.
Listen,
he's going to help Wiseman. That
listen,
didn't help him.
Being in the gym and being in the lab, I mean, that's the minimum.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
no
the
doubt.
Minimum.
No
like,
doubt about
if,
it.
Like, if he's not in the lab, I ain't paying him. Like, that, I mean, this is assumed that he's got to work on that part of his game, and as an organization,
developed it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.